First Take, your take on ESPN Radio, ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. Those are the headlines that you need to know. Also, personal headline here. Just going to give a shout out. My father-in-law, maybe one of the most amazing men that's ever entered my life. It's his birthday today. So I just want to say happy birthday to Tom Garrison out there. Enjoy an extra drink and an extra piece of cake, even though I'm not there to celebrate with you. So that's the Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless runs on the same networks for up to 50% less. Get the unlimited plan, up to 25 gigs of high-speed data. Then 2G, just $45 a month. No contracts. Straight Talk Wireless, no contracts, no compromise. We're asking you guys to give us your Straight Talk. I'm Patrick Mahomes, but not just on Mahomes. No, we're going to broaden it a little bit. There's a real conversation about the greatness of Mahomes, and we're going to hear it a lot because of the amount of money he makes. I mean, it's simple to look at the contract he's been given and say, okay, he's incredible. And in fact, you'll hear in just a moment the debate that they had on First Take about if he's the best athlete in all of sports. But I don't want your take just on that. I want your take slightly differently. Obviously, in these times, we're all starved to get sports back. What I want to know is if I can hand you a golden ticket and you could only see one athlete live and in person right now, so we'll stick with living athlete, you can only see one athlete with that golden ticket that I give you, who's the one person you would use the ticket on in order to see them live? We've had the debate as we were prepping the show today, and we all came up with different answers, so I'm sure you will too. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's how you get in on the fun. 888-729-3776. Tell me, I'm giving you a golden ticket. Who's the one athlete you would use that golden ticket to see live right now? And you can also tweet me at Jason Fitz. While you guys get lined up and get ready to give us your take, I want you to hear some First Take about Patrick Mahomes. The question is simple. Stephen A. and Max were asked the question directly, is Patrick Mahomes the best player in all of sports?
He is. First of all, in the NFL, football is a game where the quarterback can have an enormous influence on wins and losses on a team, more than anyone on a baseball team, say. So Mike Trout's the guy who jumps out in baseball. We'll just get rid of that quickly. It's not as popular a sport nationally as football and basketball. When we say sports, really, that's what we're talking about. And Trout does not have the same influence on wins and losses. Now you look at basketball. LeBron James, a lot of people still think, is the best player in the world. I'm not one of them. But people say he has the throne until proven otherwise. It's not like he's clearly the best player in the world. In fact, Giannis is about to win his second MVP award, back-to-back regular season MVPs. And I believe that Kawhi is about to win his second finals MVP award. We shall see. But the point is, that's debatable. There's no debate in the NFL. Not only is it a sport where the quarterback has an enormous, he's playing a position that has enormous influence on the outcome of games, but Mahomes is clearly, by everyone's estimation, you can't even find a single person who will say otherwise, he's the best player in the world at his sport, at the most important position. So now, you look at his attributes. He's big, he's strong, he's fast. He has a great arm. He's precise, he doesn't turn the ball over. He can also make those miracle plays. You know, it's not Brett Favre, he's drawing up plays in the dirt and turning the ball over. It's Brett Favre, he's drawing up plays in the dirt and has an electric arm, but he's also Aaron Rodgers because he's not turning the ball over. Also, his teammates love him. Also, he's had 2 years as a starter, 50 touchdown season with an MVP award, his first season with only 12 interceptions, follows that up with fewer touchdowns, but an even better touchdown to interception ratio after missing a couple games of injury, comes back and leads the team to a Super Bowl win. Now he's the Super Bowl MVP, all before the age of 25. And unlike Mike Trout, who's plateaued, and LeBron, who's in slight decline, he is, and Giannis, who hasn't won the championship yet, hasn't proven clutch yet when you need him most, he is ascending as already the best and has proven everything you need to see. Mahomes is number one.
I disagree with you. I disagree with you emphatically. Number one, I'm still going to sit there and look at LeBron James. Why? Because he's got a resume, spans 17 years, age 35, 3 championships, 4 league MVPs. At age 35, with 17 years in the league, still considered arguably the best in the world. I understand that you can sit up there and say there is no question about that regarding Patrick Mahomes. But again, it's early. Number two, 50 touchdowns his first year, 26 his second year. That's a 24 touchdown drop off, although he missed a couple of games. And oh, by the way, his Super Bowl, regardless of the MVP, wasn't that great for the first 3 quarters. Let's keep that in mind. Let's not act like we could just gloss over that. Number three, football players. Again, if Russell Wilson had Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, what would he be doing? If Aaron Rodgers had Tyreek Hill and Travis Kelce, what would he be doing? If they had Andy Reid calling plays along with the weapons that Patrick Mahomes has at his disposal, what would some of those elite quarterbacks be doing? That's not to take anything away from the greatness of Patrick Mahomes. That's not a debate here. We know he's great. We know he's phenomenal. We know he's worthy of the money that he's gotten. He's a champion. We believe he's going to win at least a couple of more. He's elite. But when you talk about the divide, the discrepancy that exists, I think the only way you can definitively make those comparisons to other guys is if they had weapons equitable to what he has available to him. And then we would see what they would do. They haven't had that. We've lamented what Aaron Rodgers has had working at his disposal. We love DK Metcalf and what he could bring to the table, but we've lamented many seasons what Russell Wilson has had available to him on the offensive side of the ball. So we got to take all of those things into consideration. And what I would say to you, again, resume matters. Patrick Mahomes, first 2 years, 76 touchdowns, just 18 interceptions, completed 65% of his passes, won a Super Bowl, back-to-back AFC championship games, of course, winning a Super Bowl that second go-round. We're not questioning his immediate resume, but when you talk about the best, you're looking at a guy like LeBron James has been around for 17 years. And oh, by the way, the Lakers, number one seed in the West, 49-14. LeBron leading the league in assists, okay, in his 17th season at age 35. I'm just saying, I can't just summarily dismiss that because Patrick Mahomes has been great for a couple of years.
He's the point guard on a team with Anthony Davis. Look, you're just making an argument for the sake of argument. This isn't a lifetime achievement award. We're not talking about who's had a greater career. We're talking about right now, brother, right now. And here's the difference. If right I now. Asked you or anyone who follows football, who do you want to start a franchise? Every single person is going to take Patrick Mahomes. If I asked a separate question, who do you want to start? You get one player to win the Super Bowl this year. Every single person is taking Patrick Mahomes.
Max,
it will be unanimous, both going forward and right now. It won't be unanimous with LeBron.
First, take your take on ESPN Radio. And look, Max isn't wrong. I mean, it's one of the things that I think is really cemented when you look at this deal. Part of the reason everybody's looking at this deal is a 10-year deal with the now 12 years that we see Patrick Mahomes with the Chiefs together. The reason this doesn't make people scratch their head the way other 10-year deals might in the NFL is simple to me. We all know how good Patrick Mahomes is. Like, there isn't a smokescreen. There isn't a prove it again. There isn't a, well, he needs to be in a particular system. Whatever your cliche argument is against a particular quarterback, you simply can't make for Patrick Mahomes. I mean, sorry. And if you wanted to wait to see what else he could accomplish, he did that last year. In fact, I've even had people ask about injury. Well, last time I checked, he was injured last year, and it didn't prevent him from still leading the Chiefs. I mean, this is simple. Patrick Mahomes is clearly the best player in the NFL, which means he's in the argument for being the best player in all of sports. That's why I think it's interesting. If you could only go see one player anywhere in any sport, who would it be? If I gave you a golden ticket, you only get to see one. That's what we're asking you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's keep it to current athletes. A lot of you guys are tweeting me athletes that are no longer in their prime. I'm getting a ton of tweets for Gretzky and Jordan and Muhammad Ali. I realize that. Going back in time is a total different discussion. I'm talking about right now. Who's out on the court that you want to see? Because it's tough for me to make an argument that there's an athlete better or more entertaining or more engaging than Patrick Mahomes. That's the other part of it. It's not just how good he is on the field. It's how freaking likable he is. There's an element of Patrick Mahomes. When you watch him, you sort of laugh. You feel like you'd be buddies with him. He's got that affability that seems to make people gravitate to him. And that's a big part of why I think this is such a huge home run. As you look across the board, in my mind, it's easy to make the case that not only is Mahomes the best athlete in the NFL, we all know that. I think he might be the most notable athlete right now in American sports. I believe he has the opportunity to surpass whatever the recognition is for LeBron James and put himself in that air. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who save with Progressive save over $750 on average. Call or click today. Find out if we could save you hundreds on your car insurance. The other thing you have to factor into, by the way, to the Patrick Mahomes debate, is a real possibility that they're going to be able to run it back. I mean, if we get an NFL season, and you're talking about 20 out of 22 starters returning for a team that's still clearly the best in their division. I mean, I can't find an argument for why they're going to be worse other than an argument around injury or an argument around collapse. And you know, one of the things we do on this show, I always say, hey, if you're going to project, you have to give everybody the same level of benefit of the doubt. So if we're going to project that what happens if an injury, well, you have to ask that of every team. And when you start asking that, things get hairy. But realistically, barring injury, tell me how the Chiefs won't be the favorite in the AFC this year. And realistically, one of the favorites for the Super Bowl. That's all because of Patrick Mahomes. I want to get some of your take on it. Josh in Spokane, I make a golden ticket. I can let you see one athlete live. Who is it?
Jason, first off, you did a really good job on the Nathan's Hot Dog sideline reporting. I thought that was really awesome. If you gave me a golden ticket.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
It'd be Tyson Fury if you gave me a golden ticket, because watching him on TV, his walkouts are so awesome. You know, he's coming out like Apollo Creed, or he's being carried out with a throne, man. He's so awesome. If I was watching it live, dude, I'd freak out. It'd be so awesome. Thank you so much, man.
Josh, A, thanks for the compliment. B, I love that call, because you're right, like pomp and circumstance. You're only going to see one. You don't just want to see somebody that comes out and quietly gets a job done. You want some. You're only going to get to see one of these people live. You want it to be somebody that puts on a show. Cameron in Indiana. Cameron, what do you got? What's your take?
Yeah, so there's never, ever going to be another Joey Chestnut. So for my money, it's Joey Chestnut.
Well, Cameron, I'm biased on this because I did get the opportunity to hang out with Joey over the course of the weekend for the 4th of July Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest. Joey's a great dude. Like he's very good at what he does, and it's alarming being around him. I'm telling you, I thought I knew what to expect until I was 5 feet from him as he set a new world record, and it was surreal. That's the best way I can describe it. Keep loading them up. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's how you can get in on the conversation. I want to know the one athlete you would want to see live. You can only get one current athlete. Who would it be? Don't forget, Pennzoil Synthetic Motor Oils, made from natural gas, gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil, based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Now, there was another big conversation today on First Take. That conversation was about DeSean Jackson, the Eagles wide receiver, who, remember, went to Instagram and posted a quote that on his Instagram was attributed to Hitler, a quote that was obviously anti-Semitic. As a result of that and the statement from the Eagles, DeSean Jackson issued an apology on his Instagram. I want you to hear, in his words, his apology.
I've been getting a lot of backlash and feedback from an Instagram post that I put on my Instagram story. I just want to extend an apology on the behalf of me and what I stand for, because I'm one that's fair, and I never want to put any race down or any people down. And, my post was definitely not intended for anybody of any race to feel any type of way, especially the Jewish community. When I posted what I posted, I definitely didn't mean it to the extent that you guys took it. And I just wanted to let you guys know that I'm very apologetic, and I just want you guys to understand that it never was intended to put any race down or any religion down. I post things on my story all the time, and I just probably shouldn't have never posted anything that Hitler did, because Hitler was a bad person, and I know that. And I was just trying to uplift African Americans and slavery, and just enlighten my people. So on behalf of myself, I just want to let you guys know I apologize. I didn't intend any harm or any hatred towards any people. I'm for one, I'm for love. And I extend it every day. People that know me know I have no hatred in my heart. And I never try to, put another religion down to uplift my religion or my race. So, from the bottom of my heart, I just want you guys to understand that. And it's coming from me, my feelings. And, I just hopefully everybody respects my platform, my opinions, to try to just enlighten my people. And just let everybody know that it's no hatred.
Now, those are the direct words from DeSean Jackson in apology of his post. I want you to hear the reaction to that apology from Max Kellerman, who spoke about it today on First Take.
First of all, I'm Jewish, so I'd like to accept DeSean Jackson's apology, but I need to know more. So let me start by saying, anytime someone thinks they're quoting Adolf Hitler and doing it as though he's saying something important and true, and it involves Jewish people being bad, that is a bad thing to do. That's not, yes, you will offend not just Jewish people, but any righteous person. Just like I sit here on this show and defend all kinds of marginalized groups all the time and try to be an ally for them and an advocate for them. Anyone who feels as I do of any background would feel the same way. Part of the quote, they will extort America Their plan, meaning the Jews, for world domination won't work if the Negroes knew who they were. This is not about uplifting black people primarily. This is about, if you think about it, Deshaun, why black people are in a bad position. Jews are being scapegoated. First of all, there's no truth in it. Jews do not have a plan for world domination. I have no plan for world domination, and there is no secret cabal with some plan for world domination. I don't even know what blackmail or extort America means in this context. I don't think you do either, and I don't think anyone does. It's unintelligible. It doesn't make any sense. And it plays on the worst kind of anti-Semitic tropes and stereotypes through the years, especially scapegoating Jews for problems. So what it appears to me is that Deshaun Jackson is susceptible to low-quality information. And in the internet age, it's very dangerous to be that way. For those, especially people who disseminate these messages, are hoping that influencers, like maybe Deshaun Jackson, who are susceptible to low quality information, accept this information as true, this disinformation as true, and disseminate it and use their influence to get people to agree with it. So if Deshaun Jackson wants to educate people, then Deshaun, you should become educated. I've dealt with Deshaun Jackson, nice guy, I like him. But and I'd like to accept his apology, not just as a Jewish person, but as a person of social conscience. But I have to know more, Deshaun. When you say you're tweeting this not to offend anyone, but to uplift everyone, why does it say they? Why is the quote about white Jews in particular who have a plan for world domination? What is that about? You couldn't uplift African Americans without singling out Jews falsely for having some kind of conspiracy to Jews in particular to keep black people down or uninformed in order that the Jews should dominate the world? Do you understand? And the fact that it was attributed to Hitler, and you thought that it was, it turns out it wasn't Hitler, but you thought it was? That, so I'm glad, Deshaun, that you apologized. And I would like to accept it. But brother, I gotta know more. I gotta know much more. What you've explained so far doesn't cut it.
First, take your take on ESPN Radio and ESPN News. Strong words from Max Kellerman, obviously, and he's one of a few people that have spoken out strongly about this. And look, this is in some ways what he said at the end matters here, because even when you listen back to the apology, there are so many layers to it. You know, he justifies what he was saying by who he was speaking to and what he was trying to speak about, and really glosses over the worst parts of what he did in this sense. And that's the hardest part about it, is that right now what we're trying to do is accomplish togetherness. And I know it doesn't feel like that some days. Let's be real. I mean, my head's not buried in the sand. We all know that at times you look around and it feels like we're more divided than ever, but we're trying to go through this so that we can come together as a culture, so that we can come together as a country, so that we can come together as a world and be better to each other and for each other. And that means across the board. Across the board. That means there's no place for hate, and that means there has to be an understanding, and you have to stop and think. And, you know, as Herm always said, don't press send. You got to step back and say, okay, action has consequence. What comes from what I'm about to say? When we all start asking ourselves what we say and how it affects people, I believe that we will find ourselves communicating in a more compassionate way. At the very least, this is an apology, and I understand that, but that's only the beginning of what's going to happen as eyebrows are now raised towards all things Deshaun Jackson. First Take, your take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and ESPN News. I'm Jason Fitz. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests and you can join us on the show. Penzo Performance Line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. That's how you get in on the fun. You can also tweet me, at Jason Fitz. What we're asking you, who's the one athlete you'd want to see live? The best player in all of sports? Who's the person that if I gave you a golden ticket, you drop everything and say, I only get to see one, it's going to be this person? A lot of this comes because of the conversation about Patrick Mahomes. Not only is he the wealthiest player in sports at this point, he is also, in my mind, the best player in the NFL. And as a result, many would say the most marketable player, or the player that so many people would flock to. Not everybody agrees with that. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Again, I want you to tell me who you think the one athlete is that you'd want to flock to and see live. We'll take some of your take. Levi in Arizona. Levi, I think you might, you're going to surprise me here a little bit. Levi, what do you got? What's your take?
All right, man. I'm a homer. I'm a huge, huge Baltimore Ravens fan. I'm going to have to say Lamar Jackson is the most exciting player.
Levi, you're taking Lamar. You're taking Lamar Jackson over Patrick Mahomes. That's what you're telling me. We lost Levi. I'm telling you this. I want to party with Levi. Like whatever Levi's party. Like you know me. All my life goals is partying with Willie Nelson. I'm adding party with Levi. One person I always want to party with joins us on the show. Penzo Performance Line, but really more in like a slow dance way. Marcus Spears, ESPN football analyst. Swagoo, I appreciate your time, man. I hope you and yours are well and all is good, my friend. Thanks for joining us. If you at this point had to bank your franchise on any player not named Patrick Mahomes, who would it be in the NFL?
Russell Wilson. It would be Russell Wilson at 31, especially based on how many years quarterbacks are playing right now. And look, if you want to categorize guys and not put Russell Wilson in that 23-24-year-old realm that Deshaun Watson and Lamar Jackson, potentially Kyler Murray will creep into this conversation based off how he's played. Out of that group of guys, for me, it would be Lamar Jackson. Because I don't negatively look at the fact that a quarterback can run and is prolific with his legs. As not being a part of football and playing the position. Like, we're in a new day and age in the NFL. There's different variables that kind of extend themselves to quarterbacks having success. It's no longer the 6'5 drop-back pocket passer where you just want a guy to operate from the pocket all the time. The game has changed in that vein. You want elusive guys now because defensive players are faster. They are not big like I was, where they can track you down now. Aaron Donald is playing D-tackle at about 280, 275 possibly. So it's a different league, different time, and for me it's Lamar Jackson. Fitz. And by the way,
talking to Marcus,
slow dancing is so good for the soul.
You know what? I appreciate you saying that. Like, let's just be, you know, forget the football world. Let's just talk for a second here, Marcus. You know how weird it's going to be when I see you and I realize I'm not allowed to hug you anymore? Like, I don't know how I'm going to handle that. Like, is there like a hug? I've got this invention idea. Like, I wear it on my stomach and it's like a parachute, but it's on the front of me. So then it creates like a 6-foot bubble and we can sort of hug, but not actually hug. What do you think? Like, Rich, can I get Rich doing that?
We're going to do it like people have been doing everything since this progressed. We are going to virtually hug, brother.
All right, so give me context because I think it's interesting. You were talking about Lamar, and like I'm trying to figure out Deshaun because I think that as much as we look at like Deshaun Watson and how great he is, I think he's epic. And I think that the mismanagement of Bill O'Brien as a coach and as a GM has really held him down. So give me a sense, like if you were a GM and you're looking at Deshaun Watson, who is he to you?
Deshaun Watson. I think, listen,
that's a beautiful answer.
So all of these variables, right, that you just mentioned, Bill O'Brien being the head coach, taking away his number one weapon, and not only his number one weapon, but a top five guy in the NFL in DeAndre Hopkins. We've seen a backfield transition as much as any backfield in the league probably. The mismanagement of Deshaun Watson, I think, has him ousted on these conversations because, honestly, we don't know if he is in the right system to truly flourish. Deshaun Watson is fantastic. You're picking hairs between him and Lamar. Deshaun throws the ball better. Lamar runs it better. Lamar is a really good passer. But Deshaun can run it as well at a high level. So it's not like you talking about two guys where you would be nervous about giving the keys to the franchise and not having success. That's not the conversation. The conversation is, based on what we've seen, based on the variables that exist right now in the NFL and what we watch, you'll be hard-pressed to take Deshaun over Lamar. Now, put Lamar in Kansas City. Is he having the same type of success Pat Mahomes is having? I venture to say yes. You put Lamar Jackson in Kansas City with the weapons. The type of success? Yes. That does not take away the fact that Patrick Mahomes is unbelievable and should be number one on this list. But when we get into those weeds, we cannot separate the variables. That's why I say if you were taking a guy, you take Russell Wilson, because what Russell Wilson has done better than all of these guys that we've mentioned, and some just because they haven't had to, is Russell Wilson has lifted every person around him on his team. Name me the number one receiver Russell Wilson has had to throw to in his career. Baldwin.
Oh.
And this is not a slight. Baldwin, Tyler Lockett, DK Metcalf could potentially become that guy, but he's not that yet. He's young. He has the physical ability to become that. But you give that's why I say variables matter. You give Russell Wilson Tariq Hill and Miko Hardman and Travis Kelce, and you give him a backfield with Damian, and you give him all of the opportunity to run prolific offense like Pat Mahomes. Are we sitting here saying he wouldn't have won a Super Bowl? I mean, he's done it. He's won a Super Bowl. And he'll be a two-time Super Bowl champion had it not been for them trying to get cute on the goal line and just hand Marshawn Lynch the damn football. And we'll be having a whole nother conversation because he'll be a two-time Super Bowl champion. Russell Wilson is that dude, man. So we got to bring in these variables when we're having the conversation. And right now, Lamar is edging out Deshaun Watson, mainly because of Bill O'Brien, but that's a part of the discussion.
We're talking ESPN football analyst Marcus Spears. First Take, Your Take, ESPN Radio. I'm Jason Fitz. So, Marcus, I want to get your thoughts on the other Deshaun conversation, not Deshaun Watson, but Deshaun Jackson. Obviously, took to Instagram and posted some anti-Semitic quotes and has now apologized. Walk me through this process in the world we live in today where people are trying to talk and listen more than ever. If you're his teammate, how do you walk through this process with him?
It was an uninformed, uneducated opinion. And look, this is a part of not only the culture we live in, but it's a part of the up and down, ebb and flow, emotional reaction to everything that's going on. And you can definitely be for Black Lives Matter. You can definitely want to see equality in this country for African Americans, as I do. I'm a Black man. It makes sense. But when it's at the expense of someone else, you can't fight what you're fighting and state something about someone else in the same vein. And that's why I felt like Deshaun missed the mark. And he missed the mark with just being just an ignorant statement. And it's one of those things where, man, like I was on, I think it was Get Up or First Take, when the Bubba Wallace news broke. And I had Marty Smith on, and Brian McGee did a eloquent thing about the Confederate flag and all of the stuff that transpired over NASCAR. And if you directly do that, and Fitz, I'm trying to give game now, I'm trying to give wisdom. If you are in our business, or if you are in the public eye, or if you are one of these people that your life, even though you might not recognize it, goes with the ebb and flow of what social media is and everything you see, and you constantly matriculating through the social media waters, and you up and down based on every statement everybody makes, and we cancel this person, we cancel that person, and your mood and your emotion is always ever evolving based on everything you watching and seeing and doing, you are never going to find peace with what the mission is. Right. And I think looking at Stephen A. talk about it this morning, that is basically a part of why do something and lose sight of what you actually are fighting for. It's been, I don't know how long, but Fitz, you answer, how long have we been having this negative social media conversation? How long have we been talking about, before you hit send, make sure that that's what you believe and stand on? because there'll be repercussions to that. Like, I have, and I don't know if you noticed, I have stepped back from social media and reading these comments and reading tweets and going through the emotional roller coaster with everything that's being posted. I've stepped back from that and said, what can I actually do to focus on the things that need to be addressed and need to be changed, as opposed to fighting with people and trying to get people to understand on social media every day? So this part goes into what you asked me about DeSean Jackson. You tweeted or Instagrammed the ignorant comment because you were wrapped in emotion. And not only that, you were warped in trying to give context to the things that black people have suffered in this country by also degrading another segment of people. And it's because you're uninformed about it, you're uneducated about it, you're ignorant to what you tweeted, and you made what you thought was a statement from one of the worst people that ever exists on earth, and then you get backlash for it, and then people forget about what the original context of what you should have been saying about making sure that we continue to fight for equality. So that's an example of what is happening in this country right now. You know me, Fitz. You and I have conversations from time and time again about things that's transpiring, and we've had our conversations and our talks, and you know me, dude. I'm a straight up 100% real. I'm going to tell you how I feel about certain things. And what I feel today, what's transpiring, is there's a lot of emotion flying around. It's a lot of people trying to validate their argument, and they're going way outside of the realm of actually doing actionable things. And that's why I pulled away from social media, and that's why I'm having conversations, real conversations, with people about what needs to be happening outside of what everybody can see visibly and posting, and this is what I'm doing, and this is where I'm at, what can actually be happening in order to construct change.
He's Marcus Spears, ESPN NFL football or football analyst in general. Marcus, you know I love you, man. You've been here with me since day one. I walk with you. I stand by you, and I really appreciate you giving us our time, my friend. Stay safe.
My man, take care, Fitz. Talk soon.
Great stuff, powerful stuff from Marcus Spears. It's First Take, your take on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPN News. We're presented by Progressive Insurance, and you guys have been hanging out on the Penzo Performance Line. What we're asking you, who's one athlete you want to see live? We're asking you that because, frankly, I think we're in a golden era. I think we underappreciate right now how much young talent there is in the NFL, how much young talent there is in the NBA. When you start to look across the board at young talent, you look even in the world of tennis, you start to see young talent that's rising across the board, golf. It makes it more exciting than ever to be a sports fan. Part of the reason that I'm excited for the return of sports is, yes, we're all craving it. Yes, we're all thirsty for it. We're all going mad. I understand that. But also, we are in a heyday right now where every single moment lost is a moment where we don't get to appreciate some of the young talent that makes sports so incredible. Coming up, we'll hear why Stephen A. and Max Kellerman reacted the way they did to DeSean Jackson's comments and his apology. That's coming up. First, take your take.